Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mark was one of the things that was particularly moving to Pau. And then to see everybody back. Beno Udrih was back, and Darrell Arthur, and Rudy Gay, and Mike Miller, and John Luehr, and Quincy Pondexter, and well, Tayshaun Prince works for the Grizzlies, so he was here. Dave Yeager, Kyle Lowry, who plays for the Sixers, so he was here. I caught a picture. It's funny. I caught a picture afterwards with a bunch of those players together that I tweeted out Saturday night. People ask him, wasn't Tony there? Because Tony wasn't in the picture. Tony was doing what he does. He was wandering somewhere. You know, he was off wandering through a dance team, whatever. He wasn't in
there
that picture.
Kids, yeah.
But believe me, he was there. So many people retweeted that picture and like said, that's my childhood. You know, this is it. Because that one wasn't just the core four. It was also Mike Miller and Darrell Arthur. And it was fun to see Kyle Lowry. Like, it was just great. It was tremendous. And yes, they could have crammed it in at halftime. But it would not have been what it was. And I think everybody stayed, and I think everybody is who stayed was glad they did, which is exactly the way you phrased it.
Yeah, shout out to also the team that, like, assembled that stage immediately. Like,
That
was, like, they were – you could tell, like, everybody's, like, busting it. It was just tremendous.
It was fabulous. This would be a great week to get yourself to Oak Hall. If you saw me in the documentary, I was wearing a Faraday shirt from Oak Hall. Saturday night, I was wearing a sport coat from Oak Hall. If they can make me look good, they can make you look good. And right now, the spring and summer merchandise at Oak Hall is, like, this is the moment. This is the moment to get in there. Spring and summer, it's here. And so whether you're sprucing up for a backyard barbecue or for a trip somewhere or for a wedding, we got Drew Hill's wedding this week. Whatever it is, Oak Hall is there for you. The clothes are beautiful, but the secret sauce is the people. Secret sauce is the people. They're tremendous. Head on in this week to Oak Hall. Chris Harrington was there Saturday night. We'll talk to him about it when we return. And more. Busy day on the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hard work and dreams lead to success, but easily filing your taxes with TurboTax and Credit Karma doesn't hurt either. Make filing taxes a walk in the park, because we'll pre-fill your info for you so you can file quickly and confidently. Winner! Get the peace of mind that comes with expert help. Let's go! Being powered by TurboTax means you're backed by the leading tax preparer, and we'll show you all your filing options up front so there are no surprises. File your taxes on Intuit Credit Karma today. Expert help not available with all products. Guarantee details available at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
If you're unaware, T-Mobile calls themselves the Uncarrier, which is fitting considering they just unraveled their price lock guarantee for new customers. If you ask me, that's pretty uncool. If you're uncomfortable with a company that says one thing but does another, then switch to Xfinity, whose whole home Wi-Fi, wired internet, service, speed, and reliability are unparalleled. Unjoin the Uncarrier. Switch to Xfinity today. Now through April 21st, new customers can get 300 megabits per second Xfinity Internet for $35. And ask how you can save 40% over T-Mobile in your first year. Switch today. Go to Xfinity.com/TMOFAX, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account and a 1-year contract. Connect more internet versus T-Mobile home internet. $60 a month. Regular pricing applies after promo period. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Actual speeds vary. Effective for new customers after 1/17/2024. T-Mobile's price lock will only reimburse your last bill if you terminate service due to a price increase.
Well, this is it. Tonight's the bittersweet end of the tournament, but FanDuel lets you make it just a little bit sweeter. Whether you're betting on the favorite or the underdog, time to go dancing one last time on America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. That's right. New customers, $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. You can use it on point spreads, money lines, or anything else that catches your eye. Here's what you have to do. Go to FanDuel.com/Calkins. That's the promo code, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, and bet on college hoops until they do cut down the nets. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline. That's 1-800-889-9789. 1-800-889-9789.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. So it's easy to save big. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
Right now, fresh red or black seedless grapes are on sale for only $1.77 a pound with your card and digital coupon. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Royal Flush Tour 2024.
Barracuda.
November 14th, FedEx Forum. A journey through the hits and timeless classics. The iconic band returns with special guests. Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Evening. Tickets on sale now at heart-music.com. Heart with Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Evening. Produced by AEG Presents.
Timmy, everybody. Great job. Next up, we have Samantha.
10 times better performance can make a big difference. Castrol Edge Motor Oil gives your engine 10 times better high-temperature performance. Castrol Edge, better oil for maximum performance. Now through April 23rd, get a $15 gift card when you buy 5 or more quarts of Edge or Edge High Mileage Full Synthetic, only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Claim based on Sequence 3H test versus API SP test limits.
Welcome to spring with a delicious lunch at Owen Brennan's. Enjoy the spinach salad with spiced walnuts, cranberries, blue cheese, and cranberry sage vinaigrette. Or the iconic muffuletta, layered with mortadella, salami, provolone, and olive relish on a sesame bun. Serving lunch weekdays from 11 to 4.
You know that feeling you get when your team goes big? Get that same feeling on Zen Sports. Sign up for a Zen Sports account and receive up to a $1,000 no-danger first wager. That's right. If your first bet loses, you can be reimbursed for the amount of your bet, up to a $1,000 maximum. Zen Sports offers an exclusive VIP program to Tennesseans. Head to zensports.com/VIP to learn more. Zen Sports. Betting just got better. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. No-danger wager limited to plus 500 odds to qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 or older and in Tennessee to bet.
Hi, this is Kathy Thurman Edwards, the State Farm agent on Brookhaven Circle. My team and I know how best to bundle your home and auto, your renters and auto. Call your 901 insurance agent, 767-7744. I'm not as cute as Jake, but I'm better looking than a lizard.
Sponsored by Robert Half.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Our recruiting professionals use proprietary AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say, play 92.9 ESPN.
Ain't no sunshine when she's
Jeff's
gone.
Guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Anytime she goes away.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. I know.
Chris Henry joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
It's Ain't No Sunshine by the late, great Bill Withers, in honor of a solar eclipse that I gather is happening today.
It is happening today. As you are frantically doing other things, you should know that it'll begin at 12:37. Max will be at 1:56. And the end at 3:14. It's supposed to be partly cloudy, and so there you go. We will get 97.7%, which I gather big difference between 97.7% and 100%. I have heard from people on the road to Jonesboro who say the traffic's hellacious.
So what do you do if you don't have special glasses? You just don't look up?
It's funny. This is one of the things I was telling people not to look up, and then Charles said that's bad information, but there's lots of stories.
I trust Charles. So Charles, if you're listening, if you want to tell me what I'm supposed to do, I trust you.
Well,
you
know? But there's I was just reading a story that said in 2017, when we had the last one, 100 cases of people who looked into the sun and their eyes were permanently damaged. Now it's only 100, and 150 right. million people, you know, looked right, evidently right. looked so. But I don't want my eyes to be permanently damaged.
I don't think that's worth the risk. Even those odds, I'm not into that.
But anyway, he said I was bad. If you were looking, if we had the total eclipse, for the minutes that it's the total eclipse, you can look at it because there's no sun by definition. But we don't have it. We got 97.7%. I'm not an eye doctor. Anyway, you were there Saturday, wrote a lovely column about it. I've tweeted it out. By the way, do you think they, the game was so excruciating to get through? Was there any other way to do that? I think in the end, this was the way to do it. Powell's was at halftime, but that would have been rushed.
Yeah, I feel like the halftime thing's too rushed. I think this is the way to do it. And at one point, I was standing next to Hollinger. What happened, I was sort of behind. I gather you were probably in front of it from your photos or whatever. Uh-huh. I was behind it on that press row, and I looked around, and it's pretty full. And I said to John, I would say, look at all these people who have stayed, but why would you even come to begin with if this is not what you're here for, you know?
I was worried.
I'm surprised more people didn't just show up in the middle of the fourth quarter, you know?
I think Jeffrey said, knowing what he knows, he would have showed up in the third quarter.
Then you missed the little video segments along the way.
But of the video segments, the Dylan one, which we played, was great.
Yeah.
I don't know that there was anything. There was some nice little moments here and there. It did remind me why they need to fix the sound system. Why they're fixing the sound system. Because you want to hear every word of what Mike is saying. And you can't really. So I thought they did a fine job throughout. But, yes, it was. And then I wanted it to. It was pretty full. It was pretty full.
Yeah.
And then they kept flashing the signs saying, please stay, please stay. But you're exactly right. It didn't feel like anyone left.
There's no other reason to be there, really.
There was no other reason to be there.
What I want to know is who came to that game and then left at the end of the game.
Sixers fans. There were Sixers fans.
Yeah, yes. That's fine. It. But otherwise.
Otherwise, it would be ridiculous to leave at the end of the game. We're just waiting. We're slogging through this game.
I wasn't paying attention to the game. I was sitting courtside, going through the transcription of Pau Gasol's pregame stuff and picking stuff out of the. That's literally what I was doing. Yeah. I wasn't even paying attention to the game. I know at one point Brandon Clark dunked.
And this guy named Timmy Allen played.
Yeah, apparently not Tony's little brother. I learned.
So, but there you go. All right. So, what struck you about the ceremony?
I'm trying to think beyond what we've both written.
Yeah, but everybody hasn't read our columns. They're premium. Go ahead. So.
Yeah. The main thing was the main thing, and it was the obvious main thing, and so we both sort of led with that. I tried to do different stuff after the lead that you weren't going to do, but the story was the story, and the story was that it was the core four reunion, 100%. And that on Marc Gasol's night, it was about those four together, and that was fitting
for Marc Gasol.
For Gasol, the way Gasol thought and the way he conceived the whole operation. And, it was accidental we didn't get the core four reunion for Zach. So it wasn't it was intentional. It was Mike Conley had a game that night, and Tony Allen had legal problems and was couldn't be there. Otherwise, we probably would have gotten it then. But there is something about, you know, the way Zach played and the way Mark played that sort of made that fitting, that Zach has the throne. And you can even go back to the two movies they made. The movie they made about Zach was a celebration of Zach. And the movie they made about Mark was about the history of the franchise with this person as a through line to see the history of the franchise. And one disappointment I had, I know people have talked about, like, the current players not sticking around. And I was so focused on the stage, I wasn't even noticing. I did think about it afterward. I'm like, were they there? I didn't see them. I didn't know. That's sort of a real thing I don't want to make a lot about, although I do think it's a real thing. But I was sort of disappointed Jaren wasn't on the stage.
Right.
Because Jaren was
played with him.
Did play with them. And one of the sentences I had in my column was that Mark is sort of, and Mike Conley is too, maybe in a different kind of way, but Mark from the very beginning, because he was a fan, Mike and Jaren are the guys who, like, from a player standpoint, really connect everything. But Mark is the through line of, you know, from the very beginning to the present, he's been part of it in some way or another, which is something he's talked about, we've all talked about. But Jaren was the one piece that connects all three eras, right, with Mark, you know, because you had stuff after the ceremony. One of the things I noted, I tweeted out, if I took a photo, tweeted out, is Mike Miller walks up to Pau Gasol and they're right, talking, and that's the Hubie era. Then you look over and it's like Rudy and Kyle and Mike, who were sort of like the era that was supposed to be but wasn't, that, right, sort of young and hungry reconstituted era. And Jaren was the one part that connects all of that still to the present, because he was there. So I wish they'd had him on stage with Rudy Gay and with Ben Odry and all that.
It is interesting because a big part of it was, it was about the core four. But it is true that afterwards, where you saw everyone hanging out with everyone, was glorious. And I took a picture that sort of went crazy just because Tony wasn't in it, because everyone says, where was Tony? I mean, he was wandering. He was doing what Tony does. But because there's Darrell Arthur and there's Kyle Lowry, and it was like a mini history of the Grizzlies in one sort of evening. It was really fun.
I had, to me, the biggest bittersweet note, and I didn't mention this in anything I wrote, but from my vantage point, I was sort of behind it. And so I was sort of seeing people's backs a little bit or seeing whatever. So I was looking at the Jumbotron a lot. And when they were doing the four of them sitting in around with Pranica stuff, a lot of the shots, the way it was framed, you'd look over somebody's shoulder, you see Rudy Gay. You see Rudy Gay behind them in the shoulder. And you could sort of see in his face, sort of like, they're telling all these great stories about how it all came together and everything. And Rudy has such a particular place in that and not in that.
Right.
That it's real bittersweet.
I think
it's got to be real bittersweet for him.
What is Rudy thinking? I mean, good for him to be there, like, and to be part of it, because he wasn't considered.
Last night I was packing up my house. I pulled a couple crates from the rear, from the back of the attic, and I'm going through them, and it happens to be a bunch of old Memphis Flyers, so of cover stories I wrote, not just Grizzlies, but other stuff. Right. But I flipped through the Grizzly stuff, and I tweeted out a photo of one of these. So one of the photos we ran, and this illustrator Greg Cravens for a few years there did great illustrated covers of all my Grizzly stuff, and we did one that was based on a Fantastic Four comic book cover, and so it was like a Four for the Future was what we had it set up, and it was. Marc Gasol was the thing, the big muscular thing, and, and people joked at the time because the actual character in Fantastic Four is a woman, but Mike Conley was that character, and Zach Randolph was, I can't remember which one he was, but the other was Rudy Gay. And that was the four. These are the four core players for this team at the onset of what became the Grit and Grind era. And even when Tony Allen was yelling Grit and Grind, that wasn't like immediately embraced as like, this is what it's called. It took a little time. But at the dawn of that era, those were the four core players of the team. It was Rudy Gay, not Tony Allen. And what happened, what ended up happening was different.
So Rudy, and again, I want to go back, but Rudy, the first series, was hurt, right?
He got injured late in the season.
Which is why they went and got Shane.
And that's why they traded for Shane. And so Rudy was there. When you watch at the end of the game, when they all come out and they have the huddle, Rudy's there, but he's in his arms in a sling. Right. He's wearing street clothes. So Rudy was on the team for all of that, but didn't play a game in the playoffs. And then the next season, Zach gets hurt. The season's delayed because of a lockout.
And that's the year.
Starts in December. Zach hurts his knee. Rudy is really the guy on that team. He's leading scorer on that team.
Right.
And by the time Zach comes back, he's not really himself. So they go into that playoff series against the Clippers where Rudy Gay is the go-to guy.
And they lose.
And he's taking a lot of shots and shooting a low percentage, and they lose. Then they come out the next season, and Rudy's back again, and they're great. Like they're humming, and they're playing great. And then the offense starts to bog down. And then the reality of the financial situation and the luxury tax ahead sets in, and they trade Rudy midseason,
deadline.
And they go to the conference finals after that.
The moment, the best moment when they appear in the tunnel?
Yeah, I think so. The first time you see them all together, standing in a row, and then they sort of come out. Yeah, I think that's it. And, you know, and the stuff in the round was interesting, you know, because you get into, this sometimes happens with people, like we have good friends who was a couple in Memphis when we were a young couple in Memphis in our early mid-20s. And they were back in town a couple years ago, and we hadn't seen them in at least 5 years, maybe six, 7, 8 years. But we went out to dinner, and I had an event with one of the guys who was in town who had written a book, and I emceed or hosted this little Q&A that he'd done. And we went out afterward for dinner at Bari with me and him and our wives, who were all friends. And, like,
It's the same.
Yeah, our friend Melody remarked, it's like we pick up right where we left off. It's like you know,
it's like
the next day from 10 years ago. It's like the last 10 years didn't happen. And so that you fall into that sort of, these guys literally had not all been together since 2017, as we learned. And they fall into the rhythms, and they're reminiscing, and they're ribbing each other, and they're joking, and they're, you know, taking the, I'm trying to not use profanity, but, like, you know, whatever, like, you know, whatever. What was interesting to me is that Mark and Mike and Tony are all sort of ribbing each other. Oh, yeah, I got you second team all defense, second team, right? They're doing all this stuff. Nobody's taking a shot at Zach, like, ever. Like, there was no, like, oh, Zach, man, had to cover for his defense, ha, ha, ha. Like, there's none of that. None of that happened. You sort of got a sense that was the rhythm of the time.
It was like
Zach had his issues, but you didn't talk about that, you know?
Tony definitely was the butt of the jokes.
Right.
His own jokes, too. He said, when I take those ill-advised threes, Mark would remind me that I made my money on the defensive end. Yeah, I thought that was a great moment. I the fact that Mike, as Mike said later, he said, Mark wouldn't have allowed this to happen if I couldn't be here. It wasn't some, like, It was great that Mike was there. Mike flew in, landed at 6 o'clock, flew out immediately after and played in Los Angeles last night.
Right.
But Mark said I wouldn't going to – Mark. He said Mike wouldn't have allowed it without me there.
Right.
Which is sort of – and then to see them – to see what it meant to them, to see them taking their phones out.
Well, it was initially –
really sweet.
This was hinted at but never outright said. There was an initial date for this was going to be in November. And it was going to be a date that Timberwolves were in town.
Timberwolves, right, yeah.
And it was for that reason – and then it ended up getting pushed back, as I understand it, because Mark wanted to wait till his kids were out of school.
I see.
And it ended up being this date, and that's why the Conley thing became somewhat up in the air, you know, because it was a date he was not playing, and so, you know, you're able to make it happen. But initially, it was scheduled to be a game against Minnesota because Conley would be here
for that.
Yeah.
I thought a couple other things, and I mentioned them in various pieces, were – when I asked Mark what playoff game meant the most to him or what series or whatever, the fact that he answered the first win.
Right.
That's the answer of someone who was with them from the beginning.
Right, like, right.
Those first three series, he was there for those, even though he wasn't playing. It was a Memphian's answer.
That game to me represents the pivot point between Marc Gasol fan and Marc Gasol player.
Right.
That is when the two things hinge together.
right.
Yeah.
So that was striking. And then I just thought it was just lovely that the family came for the week.
Yep.
You know, and went to Shelby Farms and went to the zoo and went to Iris, I gather, and went to, like, I don't know that they're, like, Powell talked about afterwards, we should make this a weekly every year. I don't think they will likely do that.
Yeah, you always talk about stuff you're going to do and you never do it.
Right.
Speaking of getting together with old friends, I wish you could do this again next year,
right.
And then you don't
do it. You never do it.
It's the same thing.
I
wonder about the Powell stuff.
Yeah.
I think he probably doesn't have as much of a bittersweet. Because the thing about Rudy Gay is Rudy Gay has stayed connected to Memphis and loves Memphis, and he's, you know, I think he has family connections and whatever. More than Powell does, probably, honestly. I bet Rudy's been in Memphis more times since he left the Grizzlies than Powell has, not including games that you play as an NBA player.
Right.
I bet Powell doesn't have as much of a bittersweet undercurrent to it for him just because of the success he had
out
later.
So well. Like,
right.
So Powell was at, like, it.
But I wonder if there's a little bit of a tinge of, like, they didn't really, a lot of people didn't like me that much, even though I was right. Like, the best
awesome.
Player they'd ever, the city had ever had, basically, you know, at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's probably some of that. It was obviously one of the things that came out in Michael Blevins' terrific documentary, and Mark finally watched it, by the way, Saturday morning, he said
when I asked him about it the day before, he said he was going to wait till he was on the plane on the way home,
right.
And I guess.
But then I guess he watched it Saturday.
Right.
So it came out, and we've talked about it here, how much Powell tried to get Chris Wallace and the Grizzlies to go get Mark. And for one reason or another, one reason is because Michael Heisley wouldn't pay $500,000 to get the second round draft pick or for the deal. That was for the deal.
There were two times where they apparently, they tried the draft in which Marc Gasol was drafted. They were trying to trade for a pick in the draft to take Mark. And there's actually video of that in the war room.
Right.
But then the $500,000 thing is later on. It's like the next season.
They were trying to get him.
When the Lakers had his rights. Yeah.
And so you do wonder about this alternate universe where they would have, acquired Mark and paired him with Powell. Who knows how that would have gone? Would there would ever been a Zach? Like, what, you know, probably not. Like, right. But Powell was asked about it. I think Mike Sadie asked about it. Have you ever thought about what could happen? And Powell, I think, quite appropriately said, "Well, hey, we don't really deal in what ifs." But then it worked out well for everybody. And it obviously worked out brilliantly for him. Won a title. And
the other thing he said in that answer, there's another thing he said, which for us in Memphis, we think of that as a big what if. Powell and Mark playing together. He made the point, we did play together for the Spanish national team.
Exactly.
It's not like the experience of playing together is something that they never got. They didn't have it in Memphis.
In a way, it's even more special. They got to play together for Spanish national team.
So it's not like what would it be like for us to play together? They know that.
And then I don't think he would have traded his Kobe era moments like that was spectacular. He's in the Hall of Fame. He was, you know, he's an icon in L.A. Does he live in L.A.?
I think he lives in California, at least.
Yeah,
I don't know where specifically.
At least.
Because he married an American woman.
You know, I was
Mark
talking,
married a Spanish woman.
Yeah.
I was talking to
Andy Dolich once, and Andy Dolich recently, and he said he reached out to Powell, and Powell immediately said, "Oh, let's get together." So, you know, they're both in California now. So I think Powell lives.
When Powell came in and sat down for his press thing, and I looked it up because I mentioned it, like he's 20-year-old, first time he sat down and talked to Memphis, he's 43. He didn't seem 43. He seemed like 65.
He totally did.
You know, he seems way older than his age.
He seems like he's commissioner of Eurobasket.
Yes.
Didn't he? Like that's what he seems like, sort of, yeah. Really. But anyway, it also, he made the further point that for Mark, it worked out because it created space for Mark.
That's right.
For Mark to become the player he was here without being Powell's little brother.
Well, and then the other thing that came out of that, it's right up there with the Dylan, like, you called me a fool for a full year. It's the Cesare Trebanski strain.
Oh.
Where he said that, like, you know, Mark, when Mark was in high school, would ask to come to Grizzlies practices and would say, "Hey, pal, I think I can take Cesare Trebanski," who was a short-lived third-string center on the team. That's pretty funny. I was not expecting a Cesare Trebanski reference over the weekend.
Yeah, it took a long time to get there, but I thought it lived up to the moments. And now we'll have Tony, I presume, next year.
Yeah, I saw.
His number will be retired. And then whenever Mike is retired, his number will be retired.
Yeah, maybe another. Mike may play two more years, so we may be waiting three years on that one.
And those will be different, obviously, right? We didn't.
What I wonder, let's say the Wolves win a title this year. I think, a lot of us are going to root for the Wolves to win a title for Mike Conley. He's got pressure now. Is he going to put grit and grind in his championship ring? I think he's not.
No, I don't think
he's not.
To. I don't think that's required. All right. Oh, onward to the Grizzlies, by the way. They got four games left.
They do, somehow.
they have four games left. They've got San Antonio at home this week. Then they're at Cleveland. Then they got the Lakers Friday?
I think Cleveland next or San Antonio?
Cleveland next,
whatever.
Yeah, and then they've got the last one is Denver. The reason I was bringing this up is I don't think they can afford
a little four-game winning streak to cap off the season.
They can't afford to win two of these
because
right now they're seventh from the bottom, and Utah is two wins behind them. Utah has Denver, Houston, the Clippers, and Golden State, and has lost 13 in a row, I think. Utah may not win another game. I don't think you can afford to lose two games,
I think they're doing what they can on the roster on this front. I got asked before the game on Saturday, I think Drew asked, could I name all 32 or 33 players it's been? And I said, yes, but I need a pad of paper.
Right.
And I have to get credit for the Brazilian guy, and I have to get credit for the guard who shoots skyhooks.
You don't need to come for the actual names.
I need credit for those two things, because
you need 8 to 10 minutes or something.
Even right now, trying to think of it, I can't remember the guard who shoots skyhooks' names. It's like Xavier or Zaire, so I don't remember his last name. I don't know. He's the guard who shoots skyhooks. So if I can get credit for the Brazilian guy and the guard who shoots skyhooks, and I got a few minutes with a pad of paper, I think I could do it. But my point being, they're going to throw out the Brazilian guy and the guard who shoots skyhooks. You know,
right? There was some thought last week, like, okay, they're
sitting, I think he's Brazilian. Hopefully, I didn't get
they're
that
they're sitting everybody.
I know he's playing with the Mexican G League team. But I don't think he's Mexican.
Sitting everybody Friday because they're going to bring out their best players for Saturday. Nope. What did you make of Jaren Dunn, by the way? Do we think
I
done?
Don't Dez? No, I was thinking about this. Dez, I'm sure, is done.
Yeah.
I mean, Dez, I haven't had time to. Too busy with Marcus Hall to ask about it, but like they changed that injury report to like a real thing.
Right.
A bulging disc. I'd like to know a little bit more about that. We'll learn, at the minimum, we'll learn about that at the end
a
of the season.
A week from today is the.
So we'll get a lot on that then if we don't get it before. I don't know that Jaren's done, but I assume that Jaren's done. It is my assumption. I was thinking about that this morning relative to things I may or may not write, and it is my assumption that we won't see Jaren again. But I don't know that.
Right. Well, if you don't see Dez and you don't see Jaren, you've got...
And I don't think we're seeing Brandon Clark all four games, like I was saying. They're playing back-to-back. He's not playing both halves of back-to-back. He continues to look great, though. Man, he looks good.
He looks great. He looks great. It'll be interesting. I mean, if you got Wemby, you know, I'd happily take an 0-4, but I think likely like 1-3 here down the end, and then a week from today... we wrap this up. All right. If you haven't read Chris's piece over at the Daily Memphian, you should read it. Terrific about Saturday night. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. Over at Robert Earn Jewelers, they're having a loose diamond event, diamond and bridal event, 3 days only. It is Thursday to Saturday at the South Haven location. This is a great time to get a loose diamond, all shapes, all sizes, all cuts, all clarity, all budgets. And Howie is absolutely a fanatic about finding spectacular diamonds the world over. So if you are shopping for your diamond, the South Haven location, Thursday through Saturday, get up to 20% off or up to 5 years, no interest financing. And by the way, if you want to upgrade the diamond you have, they will take your original diamond from your engagement ring and put it into a pendant for no extra charge. It is Robert Owen Jewelers. Again, it's the South Haven location this Thursday through Saturday. For all the details, go to rijewelers.com. We got a lot more to get to. Busy day on the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, it's a BetMGM College Basketball Update, presented by BetMGM on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Today, ESPN reporting that John Calipari will be the next coach at Arkansas. This is the 92.9 FM ESPN Tournament Updates
presented by BetMGM, with all the latest hoops news, updates on the coaching carousel, and Memphis Tiger updates here on 92.9. In late March, Kentucky Athletic Director Mitch Barnhart confirmed that former Memphis coach John Calipari would return as the coach of the Wildcats next season after an early exit from the NCAA tournament at the hands of Oakland. But today, ESPN noting that John Calipari likely the next coach at Arkansas. Live coverage coming up right here on 92.9 FM ESPN and all day long. Last night, South Carolina won the women's championship. Tonight, the NCAA final with UConn taking on Purdue. UConn favored by 7.5. It's 92.9 FM ESPN, your home for tournament updates presented by BetMGM. Please gamble responsibly.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-497-1990. That's 800-497-1990. 800-497-1990.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-485-7220. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-485-7220 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-485-7220 to see if you qualify. That's 800-485-7220.
Tonight's the bittersweet end of the tourney, but FanDuel lets you make it a little sweeter. Whether you're betting on the favorite or the underdog, it's time to go dancing on America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins, so make it a good one. That's $200 to use on the point spreads, the money line, or anything else that catches your eye for tonight's game. Just visit FanDuel.com/JSmith and bet on college hoops until they cut down the nets tonight. That's FanDuel.com/JSmith. Of course, it's only on FanDuel Sportsbook, official partner of 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonuses issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline. 1-800-889-9789. That's 1-800-889-9789.
Springtime is project time. Let Waste Connections handle the cleanup for you. From construction projects to move-outs, storm damage debris, roofing material removals, to any debris you got, we'll take care of it. No cleanup job is too big or too small. Waste Connections. We see trash, we pick it up. Call us at 901-398-5400. Mention 92.9 and we'll even give you a discount. That's Waste Connections, 901-398-5400.
Do you ever feel like gambling is causing financial strain or hurting your relationships? The Gambling Clinic has been helping people who want to change their gambling habits for over 2 decades. With physical clinics and remote online appointments, we're here to help you make informed decisions about your gambling so it doesn't lead to a bigger problem. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com so we can work together to help you win your life back. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
This is Rob Joyner with James Davis. We have an incredible selection of new spring performance knit shirts, shorts, and five-pocket pants. Our new Stant custom fabrics are in. What a program. Three measurements. You try on one of 157 shirts. We make any adjustments to the pattern. In 2.5 weeks, your custom shirt is here. Perfect fit. Starting at $138, reinventing how to buy a shirt. Our Paul Bettinelli suits, regular $650, now two for $895. James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center or jamesdavisstore.com.
Commercial building owner with a flat or metal roof that's leaking, 901 Roof Coatings will repair it. That's right. They're now repairing commercial roof leaks too. Or need your whole roof restored? They've still got you covered. Call 901-287-1923 or visit 901roofcoatings.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Well, tonight is the end of the tournament. FanDuel makes you make it a little sweeter. It's bittersweet. FanDuel makes it a little sweeter. Whether you're betting on the favorite or the underdog, time to go dancing on America's number one sportsbook one last time, because right now new customers get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Jeffrey, if you were placing a $5 bet, first time ever, whatever, on this game tonight, what's the line, 7.5?
7 right now.
7.
You got to lay it with the pups. They're nothing but good kids.
All right. UConn, lay the 7. If your first $5 bet wins, you will get $200 in bonus bets. And you bet on whatever you want. That's the fun part. FanDuel.com/Calkins. That's the promo code. C-A-L-K-I-N-S. C-A-L-K-I-N-S. Must be 21 or older. Present Tennessee. First online real money wager. Only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable. Bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline. 1-800-889-9789. Man, it has been a incredibly busy day here with the Calipari news, with the national championship women's game yesterday, the men's game tonight. We've got the Showboats losing Saturday in crushing fashion. We've got the Masters. It is Masters week. Let's just start real quick as we get through some of this stuff, Jeffrey, with the women's title game.
Okay.
The most watched non-football event ever on ESPN. The most watched basketball game ever on ESPN. We don't know the numbers, by the way, for yesterday's game yet, I don't believe.
I've not seen them come across.
But the numbers on that game were extraordinary. Peak of 17 million, 14.2 million was the number. First of all, do you think that Iowa should have been there based on the call that was made in the UConn game?
I thought it was a moving screen. I also think, though, given the way that they'd basically let almost everything go, like, I understood the frustration.
Basically, UConn had a chance to get off. If you didn't see it, UConn had a chance, and they called a moving screen, and that was basically that. And so the game was decided in the end on a moving screen. And I don't think there's any doubt. If you look at the video, it was a moving. It was an illegal screen.
The first replay they showed made it look way more egregious. When they showed the wide shot and you could see her poke her arm out, and it's like, okay.
It was a moving screen. I don't think even the people who think it shouldn't have been called acknowledge that by the letter of the law, it was a moving screen.
I think the most common comparison I thought it made most sense. It was a lot like James Bradbury with the hold against the Chiefs two Super Bowls ago.
Right. Well, I mean, it's like Caitlin Clark in the first quarter yesterday. It may have been her first bucket she hit, her first three-pointer she hit. She pushed off, right? Yeah. It was clear. She just clearly pushed off, right? They didn't call it. Like, lots of things get called and don't get called. So what we had was an argument over the weekend that went like this. Half the people said, that you can't have refs deciding the game. That's a ridiculous. You don't call that moment at that. You don't make that call at that moment. You just don't. You don't, and then other people say, well, if you don't make the call, you are deciding the game, and a foul is a foul at the beginning. I'm a purist. A foul is a foul at the beginning of the game and the end of the game. We wouldn't, and so we had this argument going back and forth, and whichever side of it you're on, fine, whatever. But we wouldn't have had that argument if it was egregious, right?
Yeah.
If it was an egregious foul, everyone would have acknowledged you should have, and so it was a borderline call, and that's why we're arguing about it, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Now, in the end, do I think they did it because it was Iowa and because it was Caitlin Clark and because the TV executives had a little microphone and the... No, I don't believe that. Anyway, they get to the championship game where they are outclassed by South Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, to me, when you were watching the game, Iowa jumps on them because Caitlin Clark came out hot.
18 points in the first quarter. She's doing, you know...
And to me, like, it was very clear, like, they have this 15-point lead, and it's just getting dwindled down and dwindled down. It's like, their only chance was for her to have
a
50-point night or something. But, like, if she just played well and not superhuman,
I mean,
South Carolina
was so much bigger.
It just felt like the entire second half, it just felt like, all right, Iowa's got one shot every possession. If it doesn't go in,
yeah,
what are they going to do?
And Raven Johnson was doing a great job on Caitlin Clark. Absolutely great. Like, they're just loaded. They're big. They're talented.
They're just so much deeper.
They're so much deeper. They were just clearly the better team. And Dawn Staley is very clearly, she's got three national titles over the last 8 years, two other Final Fours. They are the best program in women's basketball right now.
Oh, I mean, to me, like, the thing that really stood out is, like, if you're Dawn Staley, like, that was the perfect setup for you because you have an undefeated team.
Yep.
And normally it's like when you get the undefeated team,
all the pressure.
It's all the conversation is about, can you do this? Can you do this? Well, now all the conversation was about other things. And, you know, she had the better team.
And it is interesting. Like, she did it. She was very gracious, was Dawn Staley, crediting Caitlin Clark for bringing such attention to women's basketball. She thanked her. I called her one of the goats, which is clearly the right way to do it. Like, she is one of the goats. She thanked her in the post game. She was incredibly gracious about it. The Caitlin Clark thing has been interesting because I guess when someone gets to be that big and driving that much attention, there is a backlash. There are definitely haters out there now. Like, it's just sort of it's sort of interesting how she's become this flashpoint. But I think that's what happens in sports, broadly speaking.
Like, I just think that's what happens in culture.
It's what happens in culture, broadly speaking. Yeah, there was even, you know, you saw that with some Taylor Swift stuff.
Absolutely.
This year, right? So same, I'm so sick of Taylor Swift. Get her off my screen at football
games. They showed her for 17 seconds.
Right, whatever else. So just relax. I did think there was one moment, unrelated to Caitlin Clark over the weekend, when someone from OutKick asked Dawn Staley if transgender women should be allowed to play college basketball. And with all due respect, you know, Clay Travis was saying, what a courageous... It was a BS question. It was a look at me BS question. Well, let me ask you this, Jeffrey.
Yep.
Were there any transgender women in that game yesterday?
There were not.
No, there were not. It had nothing to do with the game. It was a look at me, let's drive clicks, let's spread outrage, whatever. It was a BS question. Is the question, is the question of what to do with transgender women in sports a perfectly legitimate thing to debate at some it's not one of the 10,000 biggest challenges that we face as a country that we have to figure out, but it is an interesting whatever. You can debate that, whatever.
It's an issue, yeah.
It's an issue somewhere around 12,762. Like I don't think it's a we don't see it cropping up a lot. Like it's not a huge problem in America, or challenge in America. But sure, fine. Someone will have to decide one way or another. But you don't have to be addressing that on the eve of the national championship game. When, to the best of my knowledge, there were no transgender women involved in the game.
Correct.
So it was a total BS moment and a BS question that was done for like so much is done now, just to literally grab attention, promote divisiveness, and drive clicks. So there you go. Anyway, congratulations to South Carolina, and congratulations.
The quietest 38-0 of all time.
The quietest 38-0 of all time. Men's game tonight. Zach Edey, Donovan Clingan. Boy, Donovan Clingan got dunked on.
Yeah, he did.
He sure did get dunked on.
Man, hopefully that falls him. He falls on the draft
boards. Hopefully because of that, he falls on the draft boards. It doesn't feel like if the Grizzlies stay where they are, which is seventh from the bottom right now. Right now, well, the most likely draft pick. If the draft lottery stayed where it is right now, the Grizzlies would have the seventh best odds to jump up, and their most likely pick would be eighth.
Yes,
it feels like Donovan Clingan is not going to be available. Doesn't it feel like
seems
that to you?
Unlikely at this point?
Seems unlikely. Seems he will. But is there anything that Zach Edey could do tonight? Like right now, I don't think most Grizzlies fans want that pick to be Zach Edey, despite the fact that he's been the best player in college basketball, has had a dominant tournament, was dominant again in the semifinal. If he is dominant again tonight, is there anything he could do tonight that would make you think, you know what? Grizzlies should take Zach Edey.
I mean, I guess the bigger question is why would it just be tonight versus it's not as if. Like with Clingan, there was at least a legitimate argument of he split time last year, so we didn't have a ton of time with him on the floor. He was banged up earlier this year, and so now we're starting to see him play at a rate that we've not seen play. So like, there's an argument of that. With Zach Edey, the question for me would be, it's like, why would tonight change your opinion?
To me, it wouldn't, because the question for Zach Edey, really with the Grizzlies, is, first of all, is he a stylistic fit?
Right.
You know, he is a guy who you want to feed the ball to, and is that what we saw? They didn't really want that in Jonas, right? And that's the comparable people are using for Zach Edey now. The people who've talked themselves into Zach Edey, like look what he does in college basketball, and then there's a player who just bangs and you feed him the ball and he gets rebounds and scores, and that's Jonas. Because they didn't want Jonas. That's not the model of center that they wanted. So there's the stylistic fit with the Grizzlies. And then the other question about Zach Edey is, will he be played off the floor by smaller centers who can go out and hit threes? And, like, is he going to be just played right off the floor in the NBA? Well, the interesting thing about it is that's not what he's going to be charged with doing tonight.
Right.
He's going to be banging with Donovan Clingan.
Right.
It's actually a pretty good matchup for Zach
Edey. Because, you know, the best player on the other team is the center. And how many times has Zach Edey had that this year? I mean, I guess you could make the argument it was Saturday, and they handled him.
I am looking forward to it. It is. I am looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to this title game as much as I have a title game in a really long time.
Yeah. Showboats lose, and you watched this game.
I did.
Except for the final 2 minutes.
So,
what was the score when you turned it off?
So, when I turned it off, it was, I believe it was 19-8. So, I had seen San Antonio score, but it was 19-8, and then I believe they'd gotten a first down. It was basically like the two-minute mark, and I'm sitting there going like, the odds of this one, I had stuff to do. It was like the odds of them getting back-to-back, scoring, getting the ball back, like they were going to be fine. Hand up. It's on me. I let go of the rope.
Grizzlies lose to San Antonio 22-19. Now, the official attendance was 87-91 was the official attendance. Tim Buckley, who wrote a column, said that in fact maybe 3,000 were there. I don't know what it looked like on TV because I'll be honest, I didn't have it on. Our friend Steve Macy said that of all the teams, in the league, Grizzlies have sold, I mean, the Grizzlies, the Showboats have sold the least tickets. He wrote that in a column last week.
DC has, DC gets pretty good attendance. Yeah, St. Louis has had great attendance.
I do wonder, like, why is St. Louis, you know, which it's got Cardinal baseball starting up. It's got like.
Well, I think with St. Louis, they took it as like a personal challenge to Kroenke.
They're just at a different point in their NFL life cycle.
Right.
Right. They're in the.
Well, I mean, I think for a while there was a thought of if they could keep things going and they could get a new stadium built, that they could be back in the NFL mix. I think there was that.
And then here there motivation. Is just this. And maybe it's unfair because then I think the Showboats have done a really good job of marketing it. Now, it's tougher this year because they don't practice here.
So, sure.
But there's just a weariness with minor league. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, there is just a weariness with minor league. We've seen so many minor leagues come through that there is a weariness of it. It was a good day, fun day. It seemed like it's a
beautiful day.
Tim said everyone was having a good time. But what happened was, so they're up by 11 with less than a minute to go.
Yep.
San Antonio scores with 48 seconds left. Okay? So at this point, they're up by 5.
Yep.
Right? They're up by 5. Now, what do you do at that point? Well, what you do in the NFL, or typically what you would have done in the NFL, is do an onside kick.
Well, now you have to announce you're doing
it. Now you have to announce you're doing an onside kick. But typically in the NFL, you would have done an onside kick. In the
UFL,
there is a
4th and 12 from, I believe, the 28.
Yes,
you're in 28.
You can choose to, instead of an onside kick, get a 4th and 12 from the 28, which is what they did. They converted it. They went down. They scored. And they won.
Yes.
So, what do you make of the 4th and 12 from the 28 rule?
I mean, my deal is, if you were going to put in the new kick, I thought this would have to be something that would go with it. The NFL's compromise was, we're not going to do the 4th and 12. We don't have the support for that, but we will allow you to go back to the old style of onside kick where you don't have to have even numbers on each side of the kicker. And so that increases your chances.
I mean, it's funny. I just think it's, I think a 4th and 12, it's too easy.
Yeah, I thought.
Let's be honest.
Be like a 4th and 18.
If you give Patrick Mahomes a 4th and 12, don't you think he's going to convert that? Like, whereas if you give the Chiefs an onside kick,
right? No, I mean, fourth and twelve
is too easy.
It is a higher. It's a higher percentage.
I think a 4th and 18, maybe. Yeah.
No, I think the argument though is, I think when you look at the numbers, like, I think the conversion rate of 4th and 18 is not a whole lot different than 4th and 12.
It should be.
But 4th and 12 does feel like seems
to me it should be a holy crap, they did it.
If they got this, yeah, it feels like a miracle.
What was the Ole Miss Arkansas loss? What was that?
4th and 25.
Make it a 4th and 25. Correct. Make it a 4th and 25.
I was on the field on that one.
You were.
I was on the field with a good. You could tell, like, once Hunter Henry threw it back and you realized there was this wall hook, oh boy, here they go.
It should be a holy crap, they did it. Not a 4th and 12.
Can confirm, 4th and 25 was a holy crap,
yeah.
They did that.
By the way, Tiger,
mm-hmm.
The Masters, is going to play?
Indeed, it feels like all things are trending. He did play a practice round yesterday at Augusta. Barring any setbacks, it is looking like Tiger Woods is going for his record 24th consecutive cut.
If you are sick of your bank, need a new financial institution, Leaders Credit Union would be one I would consider. And why? I've said it a million times at this point. They exist for the benefit of their members. And so every penny that they earn is plowed back into better technology, better rates, better service. It's why they can offer a 4.25 high yield savings account with no minimum. It's why they can offer a 4.75 high 11-month certificate. It's why they can offer the car loans that they offer and the mortgages that they offer. It's why they can offer a 5% checking account special. It is Leaders Credit Union. Here's what you got to do. Go to leaderscu.com/ESPN. Leaders and then the letters cu.com/ESPN for all the details. It is Leaders Credit Union. Jeffrey, what is coming up next on 92.9?
Here's
what's coming up next on Jason and John. Mark Spears is going to join their program. They'll, of course, discuss the John Calipari news. Jason Munns will join us on Giannotto and Jeffrey. Jeff, of course, with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow for our work is done.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Don't miss your Grizzlies tomorrow at 7 p.m. when they host the San Antonio Spurs. Get in on the all-new Story 3-Point Ticket Deal. You get a ticket to the game, a hot dog, and a Story soda for just $23. Get ready for a star-studded show by securing your tickets at Grizzlies.com.
The Laundry Room. For as long as I can remember, this was the only place to get a good Wi-Fi connection. Until we got Xfinity. Now we have Wi-Fi all over the house. So, you're probably wondering why I'm still hanging out in here, when I could be happily streaming in the attic, basement, or literally any other room. Well, the truth is, it's warm in here. And I like the smell of dryer sheets.
Get out of here, weirdo.
Hey, close the door! You're letting cool air in.
That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi with Xfinity. Now through April 21st, get started with 300 megabit internet for $35 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract and get free Wi-Fi equipment included for a year. Plus, ask how you can save 40% over T-Mobile in your first year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Requires paperless plan and autopay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Actual speeds vary. Converse Xfinity Connect More Internet against T-Mobile Home Internet at $60 per month. Regular pricing applies after promo period.
Let me tell you about my friends Carl and Karen. This place is sus. Let's go to Tunica.
And so they did. And immediately, they became winners.
Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning. Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning.
And not just gaming either. They did spa.
Winning.
Dancing.
Winning.
Or at the sports court.
Winning.
Or enjoying a world-renowned meal.
Winning.
No matter what you're doing in Tunica, you're always a winner. Learn more at tunicatravel.com.
As Tennesseans, we all see and appreciate the abundant wildlife around us and the great fishing opportunities we have across our state, thanks to your Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency. I'm Don King, reminding you that none of this would have been possible without the support of hunters and anglers who have purchased licenses and paid the bills over the years. Don't forget to purchase your license this year. It's a great investment in Tennessee's wildlife future.
The new $1.99 crispy tender wraps at Sonic come with a whole lot of tender love and chicken in bold flavors like Hickory Barbecue and Cheesy Baja for a limited time only at Sonic.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. We recently received a call from an injured person. The insurance company had offered them $11,000. We took the case over and got more than $2 million in court. Morgan & Morgan.
Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.